Costs out of control, but the reform efforts are brutal, and we can't go there with what they're voting on in these bills on the Hill. Illegal immigration has been put on a top shelf, and oh yeah, we have this war in Afghanistan. But ladies and gentlemen, the war with the White House is over Fox News and their coverage being too biased or anti-Obama is what they're trying to say. Who cares? Since when do politicians care specifically about a network, especially when you're the man who is supposed to be the leader of the free world? Why wouldn't he shut his minions up? I just don't understand it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. So part of the Sunday swirl included David Axelrod, one of the chief advisors, certainly, for the president, the main man in the White House, I like to call him, and also Rahm Emanuel, also part of that crucial White House-Obama administration. They were doing their thing on ABC and CNN. Axelrod and Emanuel, both of them say that other news organizations shouldn't follow Fox's lead in their coverage. Are you kidding me? Now you have White House tools telling networks that they shouldn't follow what another network is doing. Why would they even pay attention? So here's what Axelrod had to say first.
You know, I'm not concerned. Mr. Murdoch has a talent for making money, and I understand that their programming is geared toward making money. The only argument Anita was making is that they're not really a news station. If you watch, even it's not just their commentators, but a lot of their news programming, it's really not news. It's pushing a point of view. And the bigger thing is that other news organizations like yours ought not to treat them that way, and we're not going to treat them that way. We're going to appear on their shows. We're going to participate, but understanding that they represent a point of view.
Okay, David Axelrod, thanks very much.
All right, so that's Axelrod talking about Anita Dunn. It was Anita Dunn who opened up this whole can of worms by, you know, slashing out at Fox. And like I said, it's who cares? I don't understand why you would even do that. So Fox, of course, issued a statement saying that, hey, we're surprised the White House continues to declare war on a news organization instead of focusing on critical issues that Americans are concerned about, like, hello, jobs, so many people out of work, health care, and two wars. So, hey, let's kick open the door. It remains open. We're welcome to a discussion about the facts behind the issues. So here is, and of course, Axelrod was on ABC. Here is Rahm Emanuel. He was on CNN, and this was his take.
No, it's not so much a conflict with Fox News, but unlike, I suppose, the way to look at it and the way the president looks at it, we look at it is it's not a news organization so much as it has a perspective, and that's a different take. And more importantly, is not have the CNNs and the others in the world basically be led in following Fox. As if that what they're trying to do is a legitimate news organization in the sense of both sides and a sense of a value opinion. But let me say this. While it's clear what the White House said and what Anita said, I mean, the concentration of the White House isn't about what Fox is doing. Its concentration is about what does it take to make sure the economy is moving, creating jobs, helping the economy grow, making sure that we responsibly withdraw from Iraq, making sure what the decisions we make on Afghanistan, we ask the questions before we go head first into putting 40,000 more troops on the line and America's reputation, its most treasured resources, its young men and women, and its resources. That's what's occupying the decisions and the time in the White House.
Well, you would hope that would be what's occupying it, but it doesn't seem like it. It's even Rahm Emanuel and what he said there. Well, it's similar to Axelrod. We don't want to see other news organizations, and they always quote CNN, like the CNNs. They must love CNN. CNN. We don't want to see other news organizations follow Fox. So again, what is it they're trying to say? They're trying to tell these other people in the news their business. Don't do what Fox is doing. Again, we live in a free society, so whatever news organization wants to do, whatever they want to do and whatever they want to call it, they can call it that. It's about ratings and it's about money, and that's what these news organizations care about. So don't kid yourself, whether it's Katie Kirk in the Evening News or Brian Williams at NBC or whoever it is, from those programs down to the full-fledged cable networks where they're pumping it out 24 hours. CNN cares about ratings. Fox cares about ratings. MSNBC cares about ratings. That's why they switch their shows so much. You never know who you're going to get on MSNBC because they're trying to compete with the other cable guys, and they don't want to lose a million viewers here and there because they want to be able to sell more to advertisers in an age where that's really shrinking. So much is going to the Internet, and so much of how people consume their news is more on that little thing that you carry around in your pocket called the iPhone. It's not necessarily tuning in to the tube, especially for a lot of younger people. The future is not where that's out. There will always be some, I think, traditional media, but not quite as big as it used to be. And I just think it's ironic, again, and that's why it's the Cry Me a River moment here right from the get-go on America Tonight. Why would you waste so much time on debating Fox versus other stations and, geez, don't follow them? And, you know, they're not really a news organization. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. And if I'm Rupert Murdoch, frankly, I just care that I'm getting the airtime. Hey, you're pointing us out. This is not hurting us. Since we get the highest ratings, somebody's watching us, and you just continue to build for us the loyalty in our brand among the people who already are tuned in. That just makes the people want more of Fox, in my opinion. So the White House, are they trying to control the media? Let's hope we never, ever come to a point where we have a state-run media. You want to talk about propaganda, and that's what you get in places like Cuba and Venezuela and China and North Korea. Oof. And, of course, we know the kind of government you get there as well. So bottom line is we don't want the Anita Dunns to keep pressing this issue. And I don't understand how the White House communications director has the time, frankly, to do that. And then she admits out of Tel Aviv that rarely did they communicate anything through the press that they didn't absolutely control, boasting that we control the news media, really, that everything that they put out there was purposely crafted. Let's, again, hope that it doesn't come to that. That's why the attacking, I think, of Fox News, the lack of trying to control some of the stuff that is being pushed out there. I mean, is there a media that is slanted one way or the other for the administration? Well, look who gets the interviews. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's OrderCHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This hour, we're going to do odds and ends, fill you in on some things that are happening around the United States, and also hit the mailbag. Plus, did anybody nail the score on Thursday? What happened in the NFL? I am just stunned at this White House and their continued pummeling of Fox. Not because I'm just the greatest defender of Fox News, but I think it's ridiculous. I would be giddy if I worked for Fox and I was one of the, you know, somebody up in their upper levels like Roger Ailes or whatever, because he has to love this. The attention is just crazy. And then you have this, I think, you know, out of her mind, Anita Dunn, who is the White House communications director, who really flat out opened this can of worms even wider with Fox, saying that, you know, they refer to the president, so obviously he doesn't like Fox News, talking about we hope the president and we feel, the rest of us, that we hope that the other news organizations aren't giving any credibility, so to speak, to Fox by following what they do, because that's not really news reporting. I mean, give me a break there with that. So anyway, she was the one who slammed Fox News last week and called them an arm of the Republican Party and opinion journalism. This was her quote. I remember this. Opinion journalism masquerading as news. Because, geez, CNN doesn't do that, or MSNBC doesn't do that, or CNBC doesn't do that, or anybody else. They never give their opinions on what the news stories are, do they? Please, they give the opinion that the White House wants a lot of the time, and that's probably why. And then this past, I guess, Friday, she was speaking to some high school students. She wasn't speaking to some high school students this past Friday, but she was speaking to some high school students last June, and she talked about her two favorite political philosophers. And, of course, one of them was Mao. And We know that Mao, for his policies, certainly is blamed for the deaths of tens of millions of people. So she's not winning over favor with a lot of Americans who heard that. But on the Fox point, just to me, just stupid. If you're listening to me and you don't even like Fox, do you not think that that's crazy? Since when do politicians, or presidents especially, care so much about how the coverage is slanted, whether it's in their favor or not? Tom is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, welcome to ATN. Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I kind of think that it's ridiculous, and it kind of shows that, obviously, if they're making such a big deal about Fox News and what they're saying, that it kind of seems to me that they're scared of what, you know, is being said, and they're trying to shut someone up. So I think Fox News just needs to roll with it and take it and look at it like it's free publicity.
I think so too, and I think that's what they're doing. Because you know how it is, Tom. It's like rubbernecking. Ooh, don't look over there. You don't want to see that. You don't want to know that. All of a sudden, guess where you and I are looking when we're passengers in the car, sadly.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ghoulish, but, you know, somebody tells us that. We're drawn to it. It's you know, it's like moss to a flame, and that's what the White House, to me, is doing. Like, well, what's Fox doing that I might be listening to? Maybe I need to tune into Fox, because they're so... I think that's what it is. They don't want them saying the things they're saying, because then they get an avalanche of complaint letters, etc., on whatever it is, the CIA and the photographs or whatever, because people become more aware, and then talk radio backs up a lot of that, and also this administration not a fan of talk radio either.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I had a question on another note, and I was wondering if maybe you could help me out. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a conservative, not a Republican, but I'm a conservative. I know that kind of sounds weird, but I've been talking to people. I know a lot of friends and family who are are in the small business ownership or part of small businesses in the area that I live here around St. Louis, and I was talking to somebody, and they made a point, which, you know, I know that, you know, no matter who it is, whether it's Republican or Democrats, almost, you know, majority of all politicians are snakes. To me, I think none of them really tell the truth. They're, you know, you can't believe hardly anything anybody says, whether it's the right or the left. Mm-hmm. But someone made a point, and they said that, what was it, the health care that, and I heard Rush and Hannity and everybody talking about it, that small businesses were going to be taxed so heavy with this new health care coming out. But they said that wouldn't they be able to drop their health coverage on their employees that they have mm-hmm. if everyone's getting free health care? So wouldn't that cost, like, the money that they're already spending go away since everyone's getting free health care? Because I hear everybody talking about, all the conservative talk radio
what
guys
happens?
Talking about how much extra money they're going to be paying out. But that's the extra money they're going to be paying out plus the money that they're paying for, you know, for this, you know, the health care that they already have. But wouldn't they be able to drop the health care that they're paying for now?
You're saying if there was a public option, could they drop it?
Right. I'm not mm-hmm. saying it's right at all, and I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was brought up to me, and I was just wondering if that, you know, what is the answer to that?
That's a good question, Tom, and thanks for the call. Listen to what I tell you about the public option. The problem is, well, first of all, supposedly now, because what a bogus name. That was a mistake, number one, to say public option. It doesn't sound good, does it? We'll give you the public option. The problem is with the doctors, et cetera, and the payback, the public option isn't going to cost what they say it's going to cost. It's going to cost trillions more because there's no way you could administer this and lay this plan out, get rid of what we currently have. And what you're saying is, well, if I work for a small company and I like my coverage and they're covering me and I'm paying my part in it, then wouldn't wouldn't they still be okay? Because I could just go on the public option, or they would tell us all to go on the public option, and they would save money. Well, the first thing is there is no public option right now, although I think they'll try to possibly link it to something and sneak it in there. But then the answer to that is that there's a backdoor way to still get those companies with taxes and fines depending on the people, because now there is going to be at least an individual mandate. So the public option that we're talking about subpar health care. Like, I've explained this before, but I know this from personal example. In England, everybody says, oh, well, what about England? You can go have a baby and it's free and you don't have to pay $10,000 or whatever the amount of money is that you're going to end up spending. Or what about Canada? But the problem is, what people don't realize, you have souped up health care. So if you're wealthier and you have that extra health care coverage, you get the bed, you get the operation, most likely. You certainly get first dibs on it. If you don't, then what happens is, like, let's say I have something wrong with my knee or whatever, I don't get the best option of getting that knee fixed because it's not necessary. It's not a necessary operation. I need it, but I'm way back in the pack because they don't have a bed for me because you've got this public option that we're all supposedly on. But really, people have the extra coverage to get there first. They have the Cadillac of coverage also along with the public option. And so what would happen with small businesses, if they enforced it, it would be a choice situation. They could still offer their health care coverage, but if they said, okay, well, there's this public option, so you just all have to go on the public option, then you run the risk, of course, again, with employees, with the problems they run into, and also the possibility of you being taxed depending on the employee should they go that route. I hope that makes sense. Right now, the way it stands, if there wasn't a public option, only Tom, you and I would be penalized for not having health care coverage. I mean, you fall into that group where you're 22, and, I mean, let's get some, you know, our girlfriends. We got a young girlfriend, and we got our buddies, and we're roaming around. We're having a good time. I'm healthy. I'm jogging. I feel good. I feel invincible. I don't really need health care. I can't afford it. And then what happens is ultimately you're going to pay, whether it's a family that has paid $1,500 or you have to pay $800 or whatever it ends up being, you're going to have to pay extra taxes on that. So it would be, this current plan could be detrimental even more, I think, to a lot of individuals. Right now, the businesses could be okay, but I still think they'll sneak it in. 800-259-5791, stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey,
all right, we veered off on the public option conversation with Tom in Missouri. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But initially, we were talking about the White House and the White House boasting of control of the news media. That's at least what the White House Communications Director Anita Dunn was disclosing to the Dominican government when she was doing this videotaped conference. So that's interesting. This on the heels of talking about Fox News a week ago, as I mentioned, and telling the criticism of Fox News is that it's an arm of the Republican Party and opinion journalism masquerading as news was her exact quote. And now you have the White House, I call them the guards that are out there, the top advisors to Obama on the Sunday shows talking about the Fox News and that they hope other networks basically don't follow suit, which, wow, that's dangerous territory because who cares? We have a free press. If you don't like it, you don't have to tune into it or listen to it. If you're a president and you've got all these problems with unemployment, what's going to happen with Iran, what's happening with the two wars, etc., the focus definitely for 1 second should not be on any news organization. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. All right, let's take a few more calls. We also have some emails on this, too, by the way. Quickly, let's skip out to Don in Kentucky. Don, thanks for hanging through. Hello.
Good morning, Kate.
I love it when you do that. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello to you as well. Obama. I got three quick topics for you. Obama and his obsession with Fox seems very reminiscent of one of his favorite South American dictators. Hugo Chavez also would like to control the media and not have criticism. He does do that. Is Obama trying to do that?
Well, we know in Venezuela that Chavez controls the media. Let's hope that doesn't happen with Obama, because at least he didn't go for the fairness doctrine, which would have killed talk radio. But, yeah, it's I don't understand the focus on this. Even if behind closed doors he's having a beer with the rest of the White House people and they're trashing Fox News or doing whatever they do, who cares? But why would you make that such a public battle? It makes, again, it makes no sense. It's the typical thing of what we've seen with the administration, that I don't want any criticism. I don't want to be attacked. I don't want anything negative. I just want to be popular. I just want to be the frat guy that's pouring the beer that everybody loves.
Right, and what's really absurd and crazy about it is that some of his liberal friends haven't called him to the carpet on this, because they took great liberty in deciding to absolutely destroy a good president. I don't believe he was great, but a good president in George Walker Bush. They literally ate him up and spit him out every day of the week, and it was like sometimes you had to shake your head and go, "What?"
Yeah.
You know, and now they're not standing up saying, "Wait, Mr. President, you know, we gave it to the other guy. Now you're going to have to take it from the other side, whether you like it or not, because of freedom of press. Because we want to be able to criticize the next Republican that gets in there and tell everybody he's stupid and doesn't know what he's talking about, even though he's going to be Harvard educated probably."
Right. Yeah, that's and you're fair game if you run for public office. Especially, I mean, what president has 100% popularity across the board? None. I mean, it would be great. Wouldn't it be great? We're not running a beauty pageant or a popularity contest so that you can have your picture in the yearbook and say voted the most popular guy in the class. It's not about that. It's about getting things done, because change moves. Because remember, this was what he was voted in on, Obama. It's all about change. Ooh, the last administration, they didn't do anything. It was all about their agenda, and only their cronies got the benefits. Well, what is Obama doing? The White House is like the south side of Chicago, and all they do is waste time on things like Fox News. And like I said, who are the happiest people in the block? Fox News. If I'm Roger Ailes, I'm going out for 5 martini lunches, and I'm laughing it up.
Because your advertisers are going, "Hey, we're getting attention.
And absolutely.
What the other media, the MSNBCs, the CNNs, and the HLNs need to get a hold of their buddies at the White House and say, "Shut up. Shut up. They're already beating us all in the ratings like a drum." Sometimes Hannity is out there so far out on the right, you go, "What are you talking about, Hannity?" You know, because of sometimes outrageous behavior. But they're still killing them. They're killing them in the ratings because they're not getting. They're letting them criticize and openly disdain criticism. The president is openly disdaining criticism, and it's just killing the other. It's killing his own network that favor him. It's not benefiting them at all in the ratings. My other thing I wanted to get to you with: how about those New Orleans Saints?
How about that? Boy, that was a crazy game. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Crazy game. It was Drew Brees at his best. It was like a coming out party, although he's been excellent. We certainly knew that, but this was a huge game for him.
Absolutely. And the other big thing is, you know, I'm not a big fan of theirs. I was a fan when they had Pete Rose on their team, and now baseball's really wore me out with all their nonsense. But I have to give you credit. Your Philadelphia Phillies are really – looks like they may turn it on and get a chance to play. Oh, the other team I really don't care for, the New York Yankees in the World Series.
I know. It's looking that way. I have my fingers crossed. After they blew it the other night, I couldn't believe it. Again, a stupid move to the bullpen. First Pedro, and then it's like, oh, okay, let's go to the bullpen. But they bounced back strong on Sunday night, and thank you for that. All right. Do we have some applause? Thanks, Dan. Do we have some applause back there in Minneapolis? Anytime somebody says something good about my Phillies. It's so funny, in the studio that I'm in right now, Don, I've got this World Series postcard that somebody and my family got for me that's got the Phillies World Series Champs 2008. And a funny quick story, my mother ran down to the newspaper guy in Philadelphia and grabbed a Philadelphia Inquirer that said, oh, World Champs, whatever. And the guy said they were selling like hotcakes, couldn't even keep them in. So she had to grab one for my brother, one for me, and I have it getting framed right now. Ryan is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I think you're doing a great job here. I just want to give a little perspective here on the media discussion. During the Clinton, Mr. Clinton's years, I think CNN stood for Clinton's News Network. Because basically,
yeah,
he had those guys wrapped around his little finger. When he said boo, when he said jump, they would say how high and everything. We would only for years get one left side of the story.
Right.
And, you know, now maybe it's the CNN stands for cram communism down your throat News Network. Or communism needed now News Network. I don't know, but this is just one more flub from this White House, from this current administration, tipping their hand, saying, you know, we're for socialism, we're against the free press, we're against anybody who criticizes us or who comes against us. It's kind of like the comedian Bill Maher, his words saying, you know what, they just need to drag people to their agenda. Well, we don't want to be drugged there. We're Americans. We believe in a free press. We deserve, and we are able to discern things for ourselves, and we want to hear both sides of the story. We don't want to hear the biased propaganda.
Yeah,
of
that's
the
true.
West.
Absolutely. Why not? You tell the story. Absolutely. And you know, it's funny you bring up Bill Maher too, because Bill Maher, even on his show, he says the funniest thing. He'll say, why are the Democrats so stupid? Why are they blowing it? Why are my guys blowing? He'll admit that. He'll say, they're blowing it time after time. What, it's ridiculous. And he said that about Obama, that Obama is the guy that wants to be popular. And so why would you even waste time on doing this? And this is the leader of the free world. It doesn't make any sense. I think it's just bad politics, but it's inexperience. That's the thing. Because that thing of inexperience is coming up where, okay, he was a junior senator, but not very long. Remember along the campaign trail, I didn't vote for the war. She did, but I didn't vote for the war. But he never even had a vote in it because he wasn't part of the Senate then. So little things like that, and I think that's what it is. It's the inexperience that bubbles up, and it shows through.
Like they're saying, CNN can stand for Chicago Needs Notice.
Exactly. You're so right. And, Ryan, there's something to that, you know, because – what happens is you'll have really good, tough journalists that ask the questions, even if they get run around, but they ask the questions, and then you have other people that they just are mesmerized by the office, and they want to get the interview. They want to be in favor with the president or the administration or whoever.
How about whenever CNN tried to throw the election for Al Gore by announcing that Florida had gone for Al Gore?
Yeah, that was
nobody
a little premature.
How about an expose of the news media world and how many professors in the Department of Journalism in universities across America are leftist, are socialist professors? And how many of those professors give extra credit to their students for doing projects that lean towards socialism and communism? How about an investigation of journalists who probably visited the former Soviet Union and were influenced by their offers of free education and a utopian society where nobody's unemployed. You know, I lived in Russia as a humanitarian aid worker and a missionary for 6 years. They told me, the reason we had no unemployment is because if you lost your job, you went to jail.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, we'll talk about it. Next time, Ryan, next time you call in, thanks for the call. We'll talk about Russia a little bit more because I've got some interesting stories as well. Yours are probably better than mine, though. All right, hang with us on the flip side, checking in about Nail the Score and a few other things as well here on ATN.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Speaking of the media, check this out. The media audit for October, they sent out a newsletter that reported that a study of sports, TV, and radio shows, 61% of American adults regularly follow pro football on radio or the tube. That's up from 57.9% 4 years ago. I could have told you that. We didn't even need a study for it. The numbers for football are incredible. We do nail the score. We're going to tell you the results here in just a second. But with the last word on what we're just talking about here on the media and Fox, et cetera, let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
One of the callers earlier was talking about the media. And I think the Obama bots there are missing the target. If they remember correctly, the Monica Lewinsky scandal was not broken by any major network. It was broken by who?
Oh, a gossip rag or somebody. I don't remember who it was.
Mad Drudge.
National Drudge
on the internet.
Yeah. It was Drudge, but National Enquirer was the one who broke like the the Edwards scandal with the baby and all that stuff. So a lot of times it's not mainstream media, to your
That's
point,
right.
I get you.
And, yeah. And a lot of people, you know, are getting more computer savvy. And, you know, they'll just go on the Internet and they'll just do a little investigation themselves. And you just can't. That's why they want to control the Internet, too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But, just like you said, free publicity for Fox. I love it, you know. But of course, you know, when you're when you're a communist, you don't really grasp the free enterprise part of the situation. So they don't think that way, you know. They just think that they can shut Fox down by talking about them. But they'll find out. Anyway, I tell you what, that Brett Favre, I was looking at his stats there. You being a former sports pro, mm-hmm. and I was looking at his when he's in the red zone, inside the 20-yard line, his percentage of completion is 88.5%.
And that's incredible.
9 touchdowns.
Incredible.
And his rating is 125.
Oh,
inside
I know.
The 20.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And late heroics, too. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, I'll tell you what, if you were Brett Favre, you're probably loving life again at, 40 years old, right?
Right. And, you know, this is a contact sport. It's not like baseball or, you know, mm-hmm. or golf or something. I mean, you got 350-pound guys sprinting straight at you.
Oh, no kidding. It's crazy, Tomas. That's right. It's all beef. It's the all beef league. Yeah, absolutely. Tomas, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, he makes some good points, like he said, who broke the story. Remember, Monica Lewinsky, too, her big fatal flaw was she couldn't shut up and she told too many people. And then once, you know, that was going to leak out, we won't even go down the Monica Lewinsky path, but it's true. And like I said, the Edwards thing, the National Enquirer, they got laughed at, but they were the ones who broke that story, then broke the follow-up story when people were saying that they were making it up and they were dead on right. All right, so without further ado, Tom Brady, a big week. Drew Brees, a big week. Brett Favre, a big week. What did it look like in the NFL? Our main man, Matt Johnson, put it all together for us.
Snelling out to the right. Snap to it. Matt takes. Look. Throws. End zone.
Awaiting the shotgun snap from Dan Copen. He's got it. He looks. He fires left. Touchdown! Touchdown to Randy Moss. 6 touchdown passes in the game for Brady. 3 touchdown receptions for Randy Moss.
First and 10, Raiders on the 14-yard line. They fake the stretch to Fargus. Russell back, throws middle. Caught. Zach Miller, first down, 35. Gets by a man, 40. Midfield gets a block from Murphy down the sideline, 30. 25, 20. Cuts inside, 10, a block. He's going all the way in the end zone for a touchdown. An incredible catch and run there by Zach Miller. He dives into the block hole after an 86-yard catch and run.
Stephen House just spent training camp in preseason with the Minnesota Vikings last year. Now he'll try to dagger his former team. It's a 44-yard try, left pass. Snap, good, spot down, right-footed kick is up, and it is...
And less than a yard to go from the 2. Everybody in tight. Give it off to Mike Bell, up over and in. Mike Bell airborne. He's in the end zone with a 2-yard touchdown dive. Mike Bell returns to the game as the tailback. Everybody else in tight. Play action. Here's Brees. Going to throw. Shockey. Touchdown. Jeremy Shockey. Vengeance is mine. Good for a 1-yard touchdown strike. And the Saints only deprived of that score by a single play. New York 36, 12:49 to play before halftime. Saints up 14-3. Bootleg, Brees stops, throws deep, looking for Meacham, goes up for the football. He's got it in the end zone for the score. The crew to Drew offense rolling on all cylinders today. That's a 36-yard touchdown strike. Moore split out wide to the right. Play action, Brees with time, fits it in, Moore touchdown. A 12-yard touchdown strike, and for Drew Brees, who hadn't thrown 1 in 2 games, that's his 3rd of the first half.
All right, what a weekend in the NFL for boring games and a little bit of excitement, certainly in the Minnesota game. That was again, a huge fourth quarter, and Brett Favre coming through, so they're undefeated, the Vikings are. The Saints and the Giants in the Superdome, this was our nail-the-score game. Nobody nailed the score, although it's funny. We had a lot of people that get some high scores, mostly who sent it to me through AmericaTonight.net. There was Dave in Vermont who thought the Saints would win it 42-35. In the end, the Saints win it 48-27. Drew Brees. You were listening there, the excitement, 23 of 30, 369 yards, four touchdowns. Eli Manning, not even 200 yards, just a touchdown. The Giants, for Manning, he was 14 of 31. And what an incredible game, again, for the Saints in front of the home crowd. And it was Jeremy Shockey's huge revenge game because he didn't want to leave New York. He didn't want to get dumped by the Giants, but, you know, found a new home with the Saints. The Chiefs, by the way, picked up their first win on the season. They're 1-5. They beat the Redskins 14-6. Boy, the Buccaneers are 0-6. They can't buy a win. The Panthers beat them 28-21. As I said, the Vikings game was a great finish. The final score in that one, 33-31. Brett Favre with three touchdowns, almost 300 yards. Joe Flacco, who I think is an incredible young quarterback, he had almost 400 yards on the day, two touchdowns, but it wasn't enough in front of the fans at the Mall of America Field at the HHH Metrodome in Minneapolis. Another tight finish, the who cares Rams, 0-6. The Jags knocked them off 23-20. Packers had no problem with the Lions, 26-0. I wouldn't even tell you what my Eagles did. They lost to the Raiders 13-9.
All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.
It is just sickening. Yeah, thanks, Donovan McNabb. When I say bagels, zero. Zippo, nada. Touchdowns, embarrassing. Eagles 3-2 on the year, and like I said, they lost that one. How about the Patriots? It was snow-covered field. Patriots, and you heard some of that, too. Patriots win 59-0, 59-0. The Titans are 0-6. Somebody in the beginning of the season, somebody I know, I won't out him because he's pretty famous on Fox, told me, oh, you should check out the Titans this year. They could be a sleeper team. I was like, even then I was questioning, sleeper team. Hardly. It was a brutal day, needless to say, for Vince Young. Zeros pretty much across the board. Thanks to everybody who participated in Nail the Score. If you want to do it, remember it's Friday morning, our third hour. You call in, you pick the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just say who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We didn't have a winner, like I said, this week, but maybe we'll have one next week. You never know.
Show right now. All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
What about Brett Favre?
Russ.